You're tuned to KCBX listener-supported public radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. All evacuations have been lifted in Santa Barbara County, even as firefighters and the rain and some snow continue to extinguish the cave fire that started Monday in the Los Padres National Forest. What began as a small brush fire has now burned thousands of acres and forced thousands of people to flee from areas of Santa Barbara and Goleta. But for many in the community, it was part of the California new normal. Shopping carts are loaded up with Thanksgiving groceries at the Gelson's Market in Santa Barbara. The weather is crisp and the sun is out, although shining through a haze of acrid smoke and ash falling from the sky. Many people wear face masks, like the employee helping Jan Roberta put groceries in her car.
It's almost like routine now. We've been through so many of these.
Roberta didn't have to evacuate this time, but she has several times in the past.
Since we've done it before, we're kind of prepared. If you can be, and so life goes on.
For roughly a decade now, the county as a whole has averaged just about one destructive fire per year. Roger Swinson and his wife evacuated Monday night and are now living out of their camper van.
We had everything designated, knew where it was, and it was marked, and it was quick to get out because we had put special identification tapes on things that needed to be grabbed quick.
As emergency officials noted today, many are becoming quite efficient at being prepared for even the unpredictable.
Make sure you take care of your crews. Watch for wind shifts. Last night on the fire, you can drive a quarter mile up the road. You can have downslope winds. You drive another quarter mile, it's running upslope. So shifty winds. It's going to be shifty today.
That's Santa Barbara County Fire's Josh Kazir giving hundreds of firefighters from across the state a safety talk Tuesday morning. Packets were handed out, plans of defense and attack established.
Just let me know if you guys need anything. I could order it up. I'll go through ops.
Eric Vendries with the U.S. Forest Service was in charge of the L.A. and Orange County battalions assigned to the most populated section of the cave fire.
We are kind of the priority with structure protection. I think we have most of the homes. We got a common goal, and that's to put the fire out and make sure no structures burn and no one gets hurt.
What many people didn't appear to be was panicked. Worried, but generally calm. John Coons was quietly walking back into the evacuation zone Monday night. He'd just taken his dog, a Collie Basset mix with cancer, to the vet.
I took him down there and they took him immediately because he needs fresh air. He doesn't need the ash and the wind and all that stuff. And they're amazing. Everyone comes together. It's just a shame it takes something like this to make us all come together.
How things come together with the cave fire has yet to be determined. Rain in the forecast could help extinguish the flames, but there are concerns about how a winter storm will affect 6 months of bone-dry mountains with a burn scar now slashed right through them. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt reporting in Santa Barbara.